Welcome to Faces of Success Radio. We have an exclusive, exciting interview for you this evening. We have Mr. Charles Wright. Welcome to the studio in Faces of Success Radio. How are you this evening? Mr. Wright, how are you this evening? Hello, how are you this evening? Mr. Wright, you are live now in the studio. How are you this evening? We are back in the studio, and we are going to be having a very special interview coming on this evening. We got Charles Wright coming on Faces of Success Radio this evening. I just need you guys to stay tuned with this. We're going to go to one of his old-time favorites. If you haven't heard it before, you're going to hear it right now on Faces of Success Radio, Express Yourself.
Thank you.
All right. Welcome to Faces of Success Studios. We have Mr. Charles Wright on the line. Welcome to Faces of Success Studios. How are you doing, Mr. Wright?
I'm doing good, darling. How are you doing?
I'm doing super fantastic. Thank you for coming on the show. How is the weather treating you out there? I know it's really hot out here in Nevada, so how's it treating you?
It's warm, but it's good.
It's warm, but it's good. Well, there ain't nothing wrong with that. So I know that from, you know, you've been moving all around the country, you know, from a very young, tender age, you know, from one state to another, you know. And I just want to start off your interview, you know, by asking you what motivated you to start doing music.
I suppose it's because I was deprived of it for so long, at least until I was about 13 years old. When I first became exposed to it, grabbed me and sucked me in. I've been doing it ever since.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
actually,
how did you get introduced into the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band? How did all that come about? Can you tell our listeners about that?
Well, that was a band I had formed called Charles Wright and the Wright Sound.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people came through that band, like the captain of Captain Tennille, Barry White, Bill Withers, quite a few other people. And then I ran to Bill Cosby, and Bill Cosby wanted a band to back him up on his singing records, or rapping records, whatever you call them. And so I became Bill Cosby's band, and we renamed the band the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band, because we had done a commercial for a disc jockey named Magnificent Moneyque here in L.A., and the commercial became such a demand, people wanted it as a dance record, so they pressed it up as a dance record. And the name, the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band. And I think Warner Brothers saw it as a marketing tool, and that's how I got hooked up with them, thanks to Bill Cosby. And we became the Watts 103rd
Street. Speaking of Bill Cosby, How was it working with Bill Cosby?
It was kind of tense for me because I was like his sidekick. And when he gets to singing and he couldn't handle it anymore, he'd go, "Ooh-wee, oh, Charles, you take it." And I had to take it. But the problem I had was when we recorded with him, I recorded with him with the studio band, which was about 20 pieces of musicians. And when he first started performing with his singing career, he had my band, which is 8 pieces, plus the 20-some-odd piece band. That was a whole lot for me to conduct, but I did it. So I was kind of a little tension there for a while. But then eventually he just started doing it with my band alone. That was much better.
How could you describe your music?
You know, they got all these categories. When the people ask me what kind of music I play, I simply tell them, good music.
Okay, that was a good answer. And what is your main inspiration?
I'm inspired by the spirit of music. I mean, once I get to doing it, I just love it. I mean, I love performing on stage. I love making records. I love writing songs. I love doing making arrangements for music. I love the whole gamut. So the spirit in the music is what motivates me.
Did your style evolve since the beginning of your career?
Yeah, I started out singing what they call doo-wop. Matter of fact, I was in three doo-wop groups who had hit records before the Watts Band was even thought of. And I think that doo-wop is one of the most beautiful forms of music there is. But they were they phased it out like they do everything we come up with. And as they were phasing it out, I had to come up with something different. So the Watts 130 Rhythm Band's music is what they call it funk, but I call it American pop music.
Right. What do you enjoy most about being a musician?
Making music. I enjoy making music. That's where I became a musician.
Okay. What about your fans? Do you enjoy your fans, your following, being in the spotlight? How does that feel?
I don't care that much about that anymore. It's about a contribution to society, to me. That's what it's all about.
Okay.
Yes.
And how do you handle frequent travels and being away from home for long periods of time?
Honey, since COVID, I ain't been nowhere.
Right.
So,
prior to COVID, how did you handle it?
Whatever has to be done has to be done. I mean, I really, to be honest with you, I'm a homebody.
Mm-hmm.
I love being at home, but I love making music, so I make that sacrifice whenever necessary.
When is the last time you performed in front of a huge audience?
It's been a while since I performed in front of a huge audience. Probably the last time was the Ford Theater 4 or 5 years ago, really.
Okay.
Tell me
about your best performance.
My best performance? When I was on a tour with the Temptations, and they couldn't follow us.
Mm.
My band was in tip-top shape at the time.
All right. So I want to talk about your song Comment. And we actually have that song in the studio today, and we're going to play it for the audience. And so how did that song come about? What motivated you to write the song?
Same thing, contribution to society. I wrote that song. Now, I don't want you to give me a hard time. I hope you play the right version of that song today. I wrote that song because I feel like I needed to say something. I feel like somebody needed to say it. It was a bold step, though, because some people don't like what I said. But I think every word in there is necessarily need to be said. And I said it sometime against the grain, but you check it out and you tell me what you think about it.
Okay. Well, we're going to go to a break right now, and we're going to play the song Comment by Charles Wright. So please listen in and send in your comments. Thank you.
Watch out for your friends, though they lose in the end. Sometimes they'll try to make it sin. But what is a man without a friend? We all live within a game. The word excuse has many names. Where true friends rarely come. Can't afford. Jealousy, as I recall, always been man's hardest fall. To conquer fear, oh, it's quite a quest. Till we do, never rest. Child was born yesterday. Nothing but an innocent babe. Somebody sow a bit of seed. Can he grow a bit of weed? Listen, society, how can you see? I wanna know. You don't practice.
You know, and Mr. Wright, you know, the part of the song where you say, well, jealousy, as I recall, has always been man's hardest fault, the constant fear. Well, that's quite a quest. And you go on to say, until we do, never rest. All of that, I mean, following that is just so well put together, and it just, you know, really touches my heart the way that you put it together, you know. you know, all the way to the end, down to the end, where you say if you don't practice what you preach, you know, and it's so true to this day that men today, you have to, you know, practice exactly what you preach. And being, you know, having unity, it means so very, very much. And friendship, I think people truly have lost, you know, the concept of what that truly really means. You know what I mean? There's so much going on, especially in today's world, that, you know, songs like that are really needed. I wish that there was a way to take those lyrics and turn them into a song that the youngsters today that could relate to, maybe, you know, like if it was redone or something in some type of rap version that where the youngsters could actually relate to it instead of the messages that they're getting and the music that they're getting today. And so I really enjoyed listening to it. And I've listened to it before, but I just wanted to tell you, especially today, that I'm glad I was able to speak with you and hear it again, you know. So thank you for allowing us to play it on the station. I wanted to also ask you if tell me about your worst performance, if you don't mind sharing that with me.
You sure you want to hear that?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, Jefferson City, Missouri. The worst night of all, Jefferson City, Missouri. I think it was 1971. We were supposed to catch a plane from L.A. at 6:30 in the morning, and that was the only plane we could catch to get to Jefferson City in time, and we missed it. So we ended up taking the plane to Kansas City, and we're going to take a flight out of Kansas City on a small airline to Jefferson City, and our equipment wouldn't fit in the plane. The plane was too small for our equipment, so we sent for a limousine from the Jefferson City, you know, those long limousine type, almost like a van, from Jefferson City to pick up the equipment and bring it back. And we supposed to start at 9:30. And here we walked in the place at 12 o'clock, and people are stomping and clapping and stomping and stomping and stomping. And I'm a stickler for being in perfect tune when we play. We tried to tune up. It was 30-some-odd degrees. When weather's like that, you can hardly tune up an instrument because it's going to jump right back out because of the weather. But anyway, we went up on the stage, was introduced, and got up there, and we tried to play, and we sounded terrible.
And oh, no.
Not only did we sound terrible, I mean, in between songs, I heard a lady say, "I'll know better next time." So that just brought me down even further. We struggled through that show. When we got through, most of the people were gone.
Yeah.
That was all. We didn't have no way, no transportation, because it was a convention in town. All the cars were, the rental cars were all already taken out. All the hotels were taken up. And here we are, 2 o'clock in the morning. No place to stay, no transportation. I don't need to tell you no more. That was the most tragic night probably of my life in show business.
I have that sounds pretty tragic, but I have a question for you. What are your plans for the upcoming month?
I'm doing a video on my song, Do Your Thing. big skating event. I don't know why. It's going to be a skating event, and we're going to have a lot of fancy skaters and a lot of just ordinary people skating to the song. That's what we're planning to do on the 13th of this month. We just got through with a video the other day called That Funk Junk in Your Trunk.
Oh, wow. So that's the next collaboration you have coming up?
Yeah, we're going to put those two videos out. And, somebody just found an album of mine that got burned up in the fire at Universal Pictures, and it's never been released. And I think we're going to put that out. Some company's going to put that out. So I'm busy.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to know that. And I can't wait the opportunity to be sitting in the front seat when you get busy at your next event and, just to hear your voice again, I'm really looking forward to that. And so I wanted to ask you, what is your typical weekend looking like now? Are they starting to catch up or...
All the time that I have to spare, I'm spending on my next book, which
right.
I hope to finish by the end of next month.
Okay.
I don't know when it'll be out, but my focus is on coming to the end of that book by the end of next month. And
Let's talk about your book. What the name of your book? Can you hear me?
I hear you, Donna.
Okay, so I said let's talk about your book. excuse me, I'm sorry. Up from where we've come. How is it doing right now, and what motivated you to write the book?
It's my life story.
It's your life story.
Yeah, that's the first phase of my life story. And it's getting 5-star reviews at Amazon. So,
okay. Well, I'm going to have to check out a book, but I want a book to say to Pearl. I'm from Charles Wright, so I can put it in our studio.
You interviewed me, you know that?
Pardon me?
You should have read my book before you interviewed me. Then we really
you know
have
what?
Something to talk about.
That would be, you know what? That would be a lot of reading to do, with me flying all over and doing all the different stuff that I do. I wish that, but I want to wait until I take my vacation time where I'm able to sit down and really enjoy the entire book, you know what I mean? Because I am if you knew what my schedule was like all the time, right now, I'm really crazy busy, but I definitely want to up until it was time to interview Mr. Wright, I was unaware that you even had a book that you had written until it was up, until I actually had gotten the interview. And so now that I know that, that's something else for me to be able to look into, and enjoy, but along with your music and cherish, so I appreciate that. But even as a little girl, your music, I grew up on my mother playing, in the house as a kid. So I really, really appreciate your, I've been hearing your voice before I was even old enough to get out in the clubs and, do those kind of things, So I really, appreciate being able to have you on my show.
You're telling my age now.
Pardon me?
Now you're telling my age.
Oh, no, you're still just a baby.
But you know something?
You're just a baby.
When
okay,
I'm riding,
so.
When I'm flying around, when I like to read when I'm flying around, besides people who read my book always tell me they couldn't put it down.
Yeah. Well, I know that I'm hoping to have that same problem because I'm telling you, they've been working me like, boy, it is not no tomorrow, you know. So, I mean, I'm always on call, to cover this and to cover that. And then I just had Magic Bishop Don Juan on just the other night. And she said, you know what? During his interview, he said, you know who one of my favorite people is in the whole world? And I was like, who? And he's like, Mr. Charles Wright. I was like, is that right? I said, because I have him on for tomorrow night. And so he was like, is that right? He's like, well, play his song. You know, and so you have fans that really love you and respect you in so many different ways. And so, like I said, I'm very, very, very honored to be able to have you on Faces of Success Radio. And so I want to talk a little bit about your song in upcoming music, Do Your Thing.
Uh-huh.
And so can you tell me about that particular song, Do Your Thing?
Well, Do Your Thing.
And how that came about.
Do Your Thing was, we were, when I first signed with Warner Brothers, I asked them to allow me to do a studio album and a live album. So at the club that we were playing in, my band was playing in, when we walked in that night, there was microphones all over the place. I was a studio musician. I was playing records on records all day long, but the rest of my group, they weren't used to all of that, so that they were kind of nervous with all those microphones set up. So the first set or two, we were kind of stiff. And the third set, we just started jamming. And I started making up lyrics. And it was Do Your Thing. I cut that out.
All right. Well, go ahead.
Cool. That's all right. You got it.
All right. Well, we have Do Your Thing right now in the studio, and we are going to play Do Your Thing by Charles Wright. So please enjoy.
Let's do it. Power.
Charles Wright, that was really nice. I really, you had me sitting here just dancing. I'm like, ooh, I was feeling that. So I like that, you know, so I want to thank you for sharing that right here on Facebook Success Radio. I'm your host, Pearl J. For those of you that are just tuning in, you're on Facebook Success Radio. We have this exclusive interview this evening with Mr. Charles Wright. That's right, Mr. Charles Wright. And so we're going to jump right back into the interview. We are almost out of time, so we want to thank you again, Mr. Wright, for being on Faces of Success Radio. Right now, we want to give you the opportunity to let the listeners know where they can find your book. First, your book called Up From Where We've Come. Where can they find the book?
I would suggest Amazon. I would say go. That's the best thing to do.
Okay, and if they're interested in booking you, how can they go about doing that?
They can contact me at expressyourself.net.
Expressyourself.net. Okay, and so, and all of you guys should know, just Google comment or express yourself. You know, you could find the music all over the internet. Google Charles Wright music. You know, there's different Charles Wrights on the internet, but you have to make sure you find the right music too, because there's other music out there, and I hate for you to get the hold of the wrong music. So for Charles Wright on Amazon, that's where his stuff is at, and we want to ask you a few questions from a few listeners. And one person is asking, what advice would you give a young entrepreneur that is following your footsteps today?
Entrepreneur?
Yes.
Or musician?
Musician, entrepreneur, yeah, following your footsteps, basically, that same.
I don't know. Today's music is so far removed from where I am because they're making music with machines, and I make music strictly from the soul. with live musicians. And I would advise anybody to use live musicians if you can and make your music. If you really want to reach people down in the heart and soul, that's what I feel. I don't like the music that I'm listening to today. I can't listen to electronic signals instead of the human soul. So that's what I...
All right. And so I have another person texting me off of Twitter. Their question is, if you weren't doing music, if music wasn't your career, what would you be doing?
Oh, my Lord. I don't know. That's all I did before music was pick cotton.
Oh, wow. All right. And so we have one more question. What is the saddest song you've ever heard?
The saddest song?
The saddest song you've ever heard.
Jeez, I don't know. I don't expound on sad things. What song it would be? That's a question I just can't answer right now. The saddest.
Well,
I can't come up with that one.
That's okay. That's okay. If you can't answer it right now, well, we want to thank you for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio. Everybody, again, you just heard from Charles Wright on facesofsuccessradio.com. We are definitely out of time, so we're going to play one more song on the way out, Express Yourself by Mr. Charles Wright. Mr. Wright, again, we want to thank you for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio. I am your host, Pearl J.
Thank you. I really enjoyed your interview.
Thank you.
All right. I'm